USA News, I'm Laura Winters. New this hour, we learn more bodies have been recovered in Maui. Still, more than 1,000 people missing at this hour after the wildfire. The medical examiner asking relatives of those still missing to submit DNA so remains can be properly ID'd. Correspondent Lisa Taylor updates the numbers for us.
The governor of Hawaii says around 2,000 people are still without power due to the wildfire. The death toll is at 111, and the economic cost to Maui is estimated at $7 billion. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are scheduled to visit Maui on Monday.
In San Diego, emergency crews getting ready for a weekend storm to hit.
We have detailed maps of previous areas of flooding. We monitor those. We monitor the rain and determine what areas we need to place resources at.
Right now, Hillary churning off the coast of Mexico.
It may be the first time we've had a direct hit from a tropical storm, if it goes that way, but it's not the first time the city's experienced heavy rain. So we know what areas are going to be impacted. We know how to set in place attempts to mitigate it.
Chris Heiser, the director of the city's Office of Emergency Services.
The concern is the storm can bring with it the three things that really impact us, which is high surf, heavy rain over a short duration, and strong winds.
To Washington, D.C. now, where the State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken, speaking by phone to American Paul Whelan, the former Marine who is currently being held in a Russian prison.
The secretary was able to hear directly from Paul about his condition and was able to tell Paul that President Biden and he remain committed to bringing him home.
That's State Department spokesman Vedant Patel.
Secretary Blinken offered Russia a serious proposal for Paul Whelan's release, and that our view continues to be that Russia should immediately release Paul Whelan.
The Russians have been holding him on spying charges since 2018. This is USA News.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.
This Thursday, another strange leak out of the Fulton County, Georgia courthouse. Democrat District Attorney Fani Willis in charge there. First, the Trump indictment posted online prior to the grand jury voting. Now, incredibly, the names of the grand jurors who reportedly voted to indict Trump and 18 others circulating. USA Radio's Corey Myers with details.
The apparent names and addresses of the Georgia grand jury members who indicted former President Trump this week have been posted online. Nonpartisan research group Advanced Democracy spotted that posting on a website that frequently uses violent rhetoric and said names and photos of those grand jurors have started to circulate on other social media sites. I'm Corey Myers.
A new video broadcast on MSNBC Wednesday night showing former Trump advisor Republican Roger Stone apparently looking for ways to overturn the 2020 election result and claiming widespread fraud.
Any legislative body may decide on the basis of overwhelming evidence of fraud to send electors to the Electoral College who accurately reflect the president's legitimate victory in their state, which was illegally denied him through fraud.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
NAPA, yeah.